Yes, yes, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another Geek Culture Congress. I am one of your hosts, as always, Louis Speedy Jr. Gonzalez, accompanied by my good friend, the very funny and talented Mr. Terry Lewis. Welcome. How are you doing, sir?
I'm here and present. I'm happy
all
to be
right,
here.
All right. And then my other good friend, the COVID survivor, Mr. Joey Franchise. How are you doing, sir?
I'm out here. That's my new nickname, COVID survivor.
COVID survivor, yeah. They're going to make a reality TV show.
I'm making dinner right now.
That's okay. That's good. That's good. Because we're going to be talking about important things. Important things, my friends. First thing I want to do is make sure I got you guys looking good here on the Twitch. Shouts out to everyone who's joining us on the Twitch, Checkpoint XP on the live show. Thank you so much for joining us every single. I'm going to take away my video here. Can you guys still hear me?
Nope.
No?
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh. Okay. No, that was a bad idea. So.
I'm a little trigger happy.
Spotlights. All right. That's not going to work either. Anyway. Let's get into it, ladies and gentlemen. The Michael Keaton Batman scoop that we dropped here on the show has evolved more than what we talked about when we started talking about the possible Batman Beyond TV show that may be in the works, as well as, of course, his introduction in the Flash movie. It has evolved that now they are in talks, allegedly. I want to say allegedly because it is a rumor, right? We don't know that yet. But allegedly, they are in talks with Michael Keaton, of course, who I did get a little bit of inside info that he is very close to signing the original deal, which is for the Flash movie. He is very close to doing that. And okay. So that is looking very good. The Batman Beyond, we don't know yet. But they are also in talks with Tim Burton himself to come and direct, and Tim Burton wants to bring Johnny Depp to reprise a future Joker
for Batman Beyond,
for a Batman Beyond project. Yes. That is the rumor, the strong rumor that we have going on. How do you feel about that, Terry Lewis? Think that's a good we'll bring back Mr. Tim Burton to bring his vision of Batman?
You know, why not give him a shot?
Yeah, I mean,
I don't see why not.
He didn't strike out two times at it, right?
No, he didn't.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm not sure what the last thing Tim Burton has done. I feel like I haven't heard from him in a while.
Yeah.
But if he's still got the mojo for it, if he brings Johnny Depp in, I'd definitely love to see it. I'd give it a shot.
Yeah, definitely. Joey, how do you feel about that?
The thing about me, like, Batman Beyond is more of a futuristic take on Batman.
Right.
I don't know how well Tim Burton does in realms like that, anything futuristic, because he's very nostalgic in the way he films certain things. Like, even if you look at the long list of movies he's done,
right.
You know, things like, you look at the old Batman, you look at Sleepy Hollow, you look at Sweeney Todd.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
yeah.
These are all... There's nothing futuristic, really. I think the closest he's got to anything like far-fetched in a way kind of futuristic for its time was maybe Edward Scissorhands.
Okay.
But, you know, I don't know. I don't know how I feel about Tim Burton coming back. I think, well, him making a futuristic kind of Batman movie.
Right.
But I do have a trust in his dark tone. And I think he'll... You know, hopefully he goes that lane, you know, similar to what he did for the original Batman and Batman Returns.
I don't know, man. I we've been talking about this so much that I think all of this is really going to go down.
So, there's a lot of fans.
Yeah.
A lot of fans right now they're doing.
Yeah. Yeah. So I think that's what they really want to do that. I mean, they understand what they need to do to bring people to subscribe to HBO Max. I mean, of course, all this stuff's going to come to HBO Max. I mean, it's not going to be a feature film, per se. It's going to be, you know, something that's going to be on that platform. So, you know, they need people to come out and bring the money out in this, you know, COVID time. You know, everybody's, you know, not doing well. You know, everyone's struggling. So, but they're bringing out all the biggest guns they can, you know, breaking open the pocketbook, should I say.
I think they're just trying to, like, you know, I think they're putting these... You know, it's a It's a what do they call it? A brain. I forgot the name of the phrase. The brainstorm. Yeah, they're brainstorming and putting stuff out there and seeing what sticks. And it's like, oh, we'll reunite Depp and Burton, and that'll get people hyped. Right. It's all about the hype machine. Like, people get hyped about it, they'll do it.
There you go. Yeah. Stay relevant, right?
I'm just amazed that, like, there's all this Batman talk within the studio, and they haven't dropped this Robert Pattinson one. You just had Ben Affleck fall out, which I honestly think, after Justice League Snyder Cut, there's going to be a whole nother talk, and I think he's going to be involved with, like, maybe a Justice League sequel, depending on how well the Snyder Cut is well received.
Yeah.
But it's just a lot of Batman talk, man. Like, this Robert Pattinson that hasn't dropped, and we're already talking like Batman Beyond, Michael Keaton coming.
Yeah.
It's wild, man. It's wild times. Actually, I'm glad that you brought that up, because what's been trending right now on Twitter is Batfleck. The hashtag Batfleck has been trending on Twitter right now and Instagram, and is what it's really based on is that the fans just demanding that Ben Affleck return as Batman in some form or capacity. That's what's trending right now on Twitter right now, and I welcome it. You know, I think it's got to be the right thing. You know what I'm saying? Especially for Ben to come back, it's something that he's going to be comfortable with. You know, to do. You know what I mean? I'm sure he probably feels a little bit unfulfilled, maybe.
He was going through a personal time personally, and I think he was he didn't want to do the fans a disservice by not putting together a great movie, or tell a great story, because that's really one of the reasons why he backed out. It's just he was just feeling that pressure, not only in his personal life but also trying to, you know, appease the fans, because you already know, like, Batman's a, you know, people care. Right. When you do a Batman movie, you do a Spider-Man movie, anything of that nature. So I think, like I said, I think after we'll see how the Snyder Cut turns out, and hopefully, you know, he wants to jump back in the cowl, because I thought he was dope. I wanted to see more.
Yeah. I mean, he was about as close as to what we're going to see of an on-screen portrayal of that Dark Knight Returns style kind of Batman, you know? Kind of mean and nitty-gritty Batman. What do you feel about it, Derek?
There's going to be, like, at the end of this whole thing, there's going to be about 27 Batman movies. When you really think about it, I think he has the most movies out of anyone. There's a lot of Spider-Mans.
Yeah.
But Batman is way up there, because there was four original. There was three, the Dark Knight trilogy. And we have, it's there's going to be a lot of Batman movies when this is all said and done.
What happens if Warner Brothers try and do their own Batman, Batverse?
I don't want to see a Bat. You know, I want to see that they should do is relatively unconnected stories. They should do something like Under the Red Hood. I would love to see live action version of Under the Red Hood.
Okay, I like that.
They're
actually talking about they're gonna go the Robin, the death of Robin route in the Robert Pattinson Batman movie. That's what the rumor is. That's kind of like a little bit of the plot right there, because they're gonna try and tie in that, if you remember from Batman vs Superman. Where the Robin with the, you know, jokes on you, spray painted on his outfit.
Yeah,
I was so they never like visited that story, and they gave so many Easter eggs, not just through Batman v Superman, but they did the Suicide Squad, where they're introducing all the characters, and they get to introducing Harley Quinn, and you have her little profile on the screen, and it says accomplice to the Joker killing Robin.
Oh yeah, I think they're gonna run with that.
You pause it right when they go.
And notice that,
you know,
Suicide Squad. Pause it real quick. You'll see it.
Oh, okay.
Interesting.
They, what I was disappointed in was at the end of Dark Knight Returns.
Yeah.
That whole idea of what's the actor's name? Him becoming Robin. You know what I'm talking about?
Oh, we're talking about the Batman and Robin movie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm trying to remember his name now, the actor.
Joseph Gordon-Levitt.
Joseph Gordon-Levitt, yeah. You know, when he was like, my name, you know, just call me Robin. That was the one I was looking forward to. I was like, oh, well, maybe they'll do a Robin or a Nightwing movie.
Nightwing would have been dope.
You know, Batman Forever was a better movie than Batman versus Robin. Do you think that because Joe Schumacher kind of tried to take that, stick with that Tim Burton feel? In Batman, for Batman and Robin, you think that's why that movie failed? Or just was just a piss-poor movie, period?
It was just bad. It was just this poor movie. Yeah, Dr. Freeze. Just you know, yeah, they took Mr. away the Freeze, mystery yeah. from the. They didn't nail those characters. They tried to be too humorous. Mm-hmm. They didn't nail those characters. You know what I mean? I mean, there's some corny punchlines in Batman Returns. You know.
Yeah. Yeah. Sure.
But, I mean, you know, but it still had a nice little vibe to it. They got what the essence of the character.
Right. I think they give. I think Tim Batman Returns gave you more of what you got in Batman, the 1989 Batman, you know?
Yeah. I think that the other ones, well, particularly Batman and Robin, was just like, it was just trying so hard to be funny and quirky and expand on that Bat family thing. Mm-hmm. You know, I want to see a Bat family movie. I want to see all of them.
We might get that. We might just get that, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, Batman and Robin was probably one of the most worst movies I've ever seen.
Yeah. It's tough.
You know,
it's tough to watch.
R.I.P. Joe Schumacher, but man, let's keep it real.
Yeah.
it was a tough watch.
At the end of the day, too. But here's the thing. Like, I understand what Joe Schumacher was trying to do. He wanted it to be a comic book. He was really trying to give that comic book quirkiness to, you know, like the Batman movies. You know what I mean? So he took it out of the dark Tim Burton light, made it, you know, the comic booky kind of way. Mm-hmm. But man, these dudes had where it lost me. You know, as a kid, you don't care at that time because that's when I saw it when I was like a child.
Right.
But man, you look at it now, it's like these dudes really in the opening scene was like playing hockey with a yo. The fact that the bat suit had like skates in it, like how did Batman know how to prepare for that?
That's
Batman's
prepared for every contingency. Joey,
bro, he had full on skates. These cats were playing legit hockey with some thugs and a diamond.
Yeah. It was a tough watch, definitely. Let's see, what else we got going on in fandom this week? What have you guys been watching lately?
I've been catching up on Clone Wars, and I'm getting my anime on. So I'm trying to finish up Samurai Champloo.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm trying to finish that up. And that's what I've been watching. They're just random horror films on Hulu.
Nice.
Yeah, nice. Nothing worth talking about. Just random horror flicks. I watched a movie where the dog was looking out for the woman, like a little lap dog, and the dog would kill any threats to this woman. It's like a comedy. It was actually pretty good. So
okay, all right. Okay. All right. What about you, like Joey? That. What you got? What you getting into?
For me,
yeah.
I'm watching. Well, like I'm getting ready to watch Doom Patrol.
Uh-huh.
I know I'm gonna try to start that tonight or tomorrow.
Okay.
But yo, keep it G. I've been watching Hannibal. Like it's an old yo.
Interesting.
And it's really good. Came out 7 years ago.
Okay.
And three seasons. Mads Mikkelsen is amazing as Hannibal.
Yeah.
And at first, it's like it's kind of like a repetitive watch in the first season, maybe the first episodes. But then it like starts getting real interesting. And if you're a fan of like Silence of the Lambs or anything Hannibal Lecter, horror like Tarek's been on, like that's the type of vibe me and like my lady been on. So
yeah,
we're just literally hooked on Hannibal, and I want to start Doom Patrol. Like I said tonight, and I've just been rewatching like MCU stuff too, man. Fiending for Falcon Winter Soldier.
I'm ready to watch Black Widow. Yeah, I wasn't really excited about it, but I'll just watch anything now. I mean, I'm watching Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., so,
I was so, let me just say, I just came from Target before this show and was looking at, I'm such a kid at heart, always will be a kid at heart, strolling down the toy aisle, seeing the Black Widow, all the black toys, and I'm like, damn, I just can't wait to see this movie. It don't come out till November. I need some new MCU in my life.
I know. I've been into Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., but I wanted to talk about you talked about Doom Patrol. Actually, for anyone who doesn't know, the first three episodes of the first season of Doom Patrol are free on YouTube right now. So anybody wants to go watch them and get into it, they can start right there for free on YouTube. I think it's up there only for a limited time. So you got to find, I don't know if they have their own, the Doom Patrol channel, or it's on the DC channel. It's one of those. I'm pretty sure if you look on YouTube, you'll find it right away, because they've been promoting it pretty heavily. So I need to watch it. I need to watch it because I've been slacking. So
I have started watching Doom Patrol too, to be honest. Yeah.
I heard good things about it though. A lot of people been a couple homies I've been paying attention to on Twitter like have nothing but good things to say about it. And I think the second season's out now on HBO Max.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah.
So I'm hyped for that. I want to check it out.
Is it HBO Max or is it?
Yeah, it's on HBO Max. Yeah.
Sorry, I'm all confused.
But that's where I'm watching it.
I'm all confused with all these apps now. Talking about another app, Netflix keeps on coming out with good stuff and something original that they're coming out. Remember that Cyberpunk video game that they're working on?
Keanu
Reeves is going to play the protagonist, I believe, in the video game.
Mm.
Yeah. It was something that was coming out around the time of the movie that these movies that were coming out. I forgot the name of the movie now. Not The Matrix, but help me out, guys.
Bill and Ted?
Huh?
Bill and Ted?
No, not Bill and Ted.
They're dropping a third Bill and Ted movie.
Yes,
now?
They are. They are dropping the third Bill and Ted movie. The other movie that he kills everyone, the dog, because they killed his dog.
John Wick.
John Wick. There you go. Gosh, yeah. Got a mind block there. I remember when the John Wick was dropping, everyone was excited about his participation in his new video game, the Cyberpunk video game. So they're actually coming out with a brand new anime based on that universe on Netflix. And a lot of gamers seem excited about that. Or I guess they like the CD Projekt Red company and all the projects that they'd work on, I guess. And that's something new that's coming out next year based on that. But he haven't even got the video game yet, and they're already coming out announcing stuff, so you know, maybe they're jumping a gun on stuff.
Is that going to be a PS5 release, or is that coming to PS4?
At this point, probably will be a PS5, probably be a dual release.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah, I got. I like John Wick, but man, they're really bleeding that. They're really bleeding that.
Keanu's making the money, man. He's cashing checks.
I'm not mad at him, man.
Yeah.
He has to be cashing checks at this point. He must be like in his John Wick bag to the point where he can go revisit a Bill and Ted movie after how many years since the last one?
Yeah, just for fun.
Yeah.
Just for the hell of it. Like, he must be in a good mood. He must be in a really good situation right now.
One show I do plan on watching.
He never was, I don't think.
Yeah, right. Yeah, he was never bad off. One show I do plan on watching is The Kingdom on Netflix. I don't know if you guys heard of this.
Kingdom. The Kingdom. No. Tell me more about it.
It's a South Korean show. And it's horror, though. It's like, I think it's about zombies and stuff like that. But it's set like in, you know, 17th century South Korea.
Okay.
And I've heard a lot of good things about it.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah. The deceased king rises and a mysterious plague begins to spread. The prince must face a new breed of enemies to unveil the evil scheme and save his people. Yeah. So I've heard really good things about it. I plan on checking that out. I'm getting really into Korean. Korean cinema is actually very, very good.
Yeah? Interesting.
Yeah.
Very interesting. Let's see. What else is going on in the fandom before we wrap up the show today? Go ahead.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, go ahead.
The Umbrella Academy.
Oh, yeah.
That's coming back out.
Yeah.
I'm hyped about
that. Do we have a date for that?
I believe it's July 31st.
Oh, man. I'm not leaving the house. I'm bitching the whole thing.
I think they said officially July 31st. Let me do a double check here. But they have a new poster out. Yeah,
I'm excited, man. I like that. I was gonna buy the graphic novel the other day just to read it, just to see what the
July 31st,
what the comic book version, how the comic book version stood up, you know, against the TV show. Which I haven't read the comic book version yet. I was looking at the graphic novel the other day, thinking about buying it.
But buying the whole graphic novel?
Yeah, I heard they changed some things, you know. So I wanted to see what they did, you know.
Oh, they certainly did. I made the mistake of going down the rabbit hole and doing the whole.
Yeah.
Umbrella Academy, Wikipedia.
Yeah.
It's a good thing they changed some stuff because you don't get spoiled. I know you don't care about the stuff, Speed.
Ah, okay. You know I don't care about getting spoiled. Let's see. Joey, you down for some Umbrella Academy?
Yeah, I got to get into it. I know a few friends have tried to get me to watch it. Just haven't, you know, just being caught up with a bunch of other stuff. And I'm like a creature of habit, so I'm so used to watching like the movies over again. Like I'll be nostalgic and watch like what Tarek's doing, get in a whole horror movie bag, and like what I've been doing like during this whole time. Like, well, I would say like a couple months ago, like I was just watching all the Aliens just for the hell of it, because I started playing the Alien Isolation I just got it for the Nintendo Switch like a month or two ago.
Mm-hmm.
So I just been like in that whole Aliens kick and waiting to see if there's another Aliens movie. Umbrella Academy is good. I know a few homies that really got into it and are really feeling it. Plus Mary J. Blige is in it, so you know I gotta support that BK, you know.
Excellent. Sorry, Tarek, I don't know what happened there.
Yeah, I'm not sure to you.
We're having network problems. let's see, what else we got going on? Margaret Robbie is back in the news, ladies and gentlemen. She has apparently been cast in a brand new Pirates of the Caribbean movie, a female-led Pirates of the Caribbean movie. How you feel about that little twist change? You done with that?
Margot's awesome, and
she is.
Yeah, she can really control. She can really like hold her own in a movie at this point. I felt like she could do it. And what was that movie she did with Will Smith? Was it Focus?
Yeah, with Will Smith.
Yeah,
she was great in that. And that's like a Will Smith movie, but like she's just kind of running it,
right?
And she was great. She's great as Harley Quinn, and she did her thing holding it down. You know, because I enjoyed every minute of that Harley Quinn movie.
Oh yeah, I enjoyed it as well. It was a good movie.
So her being a female lead in a Pirates of the Caribbean, I'm all about it.
Yeah, I don't know exactly who she's gonna team up with. I think she was cast with someone else.
It is going to be weird to not see Johnny Depp in that movie, though, if that's the case.
Yeah, so how do you feel? So we did talk about Johnny Depp in the beginning. So how do you feel? How do you think the audience will feel if they don't get no Johnny Depp in another Pirates of the Caribbean movie? You think they'll be outcry. All right? Think they'll rebel?
Yes.
Rebel, but there'll be an outcry.
Mm. Yeah, there'll be an outcry.
You think so?
Yeah. And I think the first time that trailer drops and she nails it, which I'm going to assume she's going to nail,
right?
People will be like, okay. But I don't think there might have been a little, fatigue from Johnny Depp being, you know, Jack Sparrow. Hmm. I mean, how many, the last two, I'm sure they all did well financially, but you know,
but that's like saying he was tired of Matt Damon being Jason Bourne, and then they switched over and did the Jeremy Renner version, and then they're like, nah.
And then they did the TV show, which didn't do well. Remember they did the TV show Treadstone? That didn't do that well either. Didn't hang around that long.
Yeah.
I think that the Disney as a company, I think they doubled down on the Jack Sparrow thing. I mean, if you ride the Pirates of the Caribbean ride, you know, he's at the end. He's all over it. You know what I mean?
You know what I'm
saying? So.
Listen, there was no movie before. We didn't care about the rest of the stupid-ass puppets that were in there. In there. We weren't concerned about who they were.
I always liked that ride when I was a kid, so.
It's so creepy. It's the creepiest ride in history.
It is, but I always enjoyed it. I don't know why. When I was a
Pirates of the Caribbean is scarier than the Haunted House. It is.
Really?
Yeah.
I've never been.
It's so creepy.
You never been to the Haunted House?
Disney?
Uh-uh.
Oh, wow.
Oh, wow. That's what we got to do. We got to plan that, Tarek. We got to take Joey to Disney. We got to ride Rise of the Resistance, what we got to do. I didn't even get to ride that when I was over there for the media tour of Star Wars Land over there.
Oh, for MGM,
Yeah. So,
are they doing the Marvel one there or in Disneyland?
They are doing the Marvel and Disneyland, but Epcot is going to have Guardians of the Galaxy.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Orlando. Okay. Yeah, so that's going to be dope. You can watch a preview of that. If you go to Epcot, they have a big 3D cinema, like a dome cinema, where they have previews of everything that's coming soon to Epcot, and you can actually watch a little preview movie of it. It's actually pretty interesting if you ever go there. Yep. So going back to Pirates of the Caribbean. Margaret is teaming up with writer Christina Hudson, who wrote Birds of Prey. So she's
makes sense now.
So that makes sense there. I guess they're teaming back up because they like to work with each other. So.
Yeah,
we'll see how that develops. You know,
I still haven't seen Birds of Prey.
Yeah,
I still haven't seen it yet.
I know you haven't finished Clone Wars, but it just dropped on my feed right now. Star Wars Theory is dropping right now that a Clone Wars sequel is rumored to be in the works, probably you know, I don't want to talk about it more because it's going to ruin your experience, Tarek. So I'll just leave it at that.
A Clone Wars sequel?
Sequel, yeah. So probably in between the time of the end of Clone Wars up until Rebels starts.
How do you have a sequel between a or a whole series?
I don't know, man. I'm just reading the headline, rather. I'm reading the headline when we're talking about it. You know, I don't know.
Okay.
Maybe it's just, you know, they're just content hungry, building content. What could we make? Oh, let's make this.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So they're developing stuff.
Oh, and as they go. I got some interest. Some Marvel news came out with Chitwell Adeofor. I hope I said his name right. He plays Baron Mordo in Doctor Strange.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, Chiwetel Ejiofor.
Yeah. Yeah. Always chop his name up.
Yeah.
But yeah, he's coming back for the sequel for Doctor Strange. Oh,
good.
Wow. Which makes you now like kind of wonder where else are they going?
Very very. You know with it.
You know, he's still like kind of he's an anti-hero at this point
because
he's just absorbing all the powers from all the other sorcerers.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's see how that develops.
Yeah. His last line, I think his last line was, you know, too many wizards or something like that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I think he's definitely got to come back. I mean, they got to continue that arc. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I mean, I want to say in the comics, that's his arch enemy, you know,
right?
But we've seen Marvel go away from arch enemies. Like we got who's the guy with the rings?
The Mandarin.
Iron Man.
Yeah,
huh?
The Mandarin.
We got Mandarin, but not really. So they tend to, you know, we never got leader in an Incredible Hulk movie.
Right.
They're kind of going away from the guys. We got one Red Skull, you know, siding, and his arch enemy in the comics.
Yeah, I don't know if it's gonna be a movie or not. Go ahead, Joey.
My bad. I heard they might actually. There's like, from what I heard, I think Leader and Abomination still exist.
That's right. They do.
They're still like living and stuff, and they're probably in that. Remember in Civil War where they were locked up in that prison underneath the ocean?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
They're saying that that's where they are, and that's where Thunderbolt is keeping them until he needs them for Thunderbolts.
Interesting.
Yeah. Okay.
Interesting. That's interesting development. What definitely was scooped recently was that Hulk versus Wolverine is happening somehow, some way, some kind of introduction like that. So Hulk's gonna go raging again. I mean, I think they're gonna do that, do some more Hulk stuff somehow, some way. Maybe not directly by his own movie or something like that. Maybe as part of a team or another ensemble thing. And they're definitely starting with that Hulk rampaging in Canada and then the Canadians sending Wolverine after him, you know?
Yeah.
They're definitely going to run with that. So what else we got? Let's see.
The Boys. Can we talk about The Boys?
Oh, yeah. Let's talk about The Boys.
Yeah. We're going to talk about that.
Yeah.
Season two is coming out September 4th.
Oh, man. Another weekend that I'm going to be coming out of my house.
Well, listen, man. The rumor is that they're going to do... they're not going to do one big open reveal.
Really?
It's going to be like in installments. First three episodes on September 4th.
Do me like that?
And then the next five will be weekly.
How are they going to do me like that?
Yeah, dude. So it'll be kind of a little closer to what DC Universe did with Titans.
Mm-hmm. Disney does that.
Titans.
Yeah, Disney does that.
Had like the first episode.
Yeah, Disney does that.
Yeah. Yeah, so that's what it's going to be like. But I'm hyped about The Boys. They dropped a little clip of their opening scene already on YouTube.
Well, excellent. I'm excited about that. What about you, Joey? Have you gotten to that yet?
Yeah, I've been into The Boys. I think it's an awesome show. Honestly, my favorite one on Amazon.
Yeah, definitely.
Definitely. I'm probably worth the whole price of paying for Amazon. Definitely watch
The Boys. Legit bought Amazon Prime just for that.
Oh, nice. Nice. Very nice. Let's see. What else am I talking about here? I want to talk about the world of gaming because there were some things that went down as far as game streamers and stuff like that. And I want to get Mr. Tarek Lewis' take on it because, you know, he has his own
he's got his Atari.
Yeah, you know.
Yeah, I got my ColecoVision over here.
Yeah, so, you know.
EOGO.
Some things were going down on Twitch. Man suing Twitch for $25 million because he says that the platform exposed him to suggestive content thanks to its female streamers and wants 20 of the largest women that are the biggest streamers on Twitch kicked off and banned from the platform.
You scared her? Okay.
This is a real. This is a real noise. Yeah, this is a real news story, Turk. Not a fake one.
Quarantine got people acting different. You know what I'm saying? Girls, they gotta get their money. How they gotta get it, man? You gotta get it how you live.
Yeah, that's that quarantine fever.
That's like
you can't. If it's too hot, get out the kitchen.
That's like you know. That's like you, like Tarek. You're offended by something that, like, on Facebook because all these creators keep posting about something that offends you, or that, and then you decide to put a $25 million lawsuit against Facebook and then try and get them people banned.
I mean, I didn't want to announce it here, but I am suing OnlyFans. I don't use it. I'm just suing them for its existence.
Yeah, nice.
Because it's tempting me.
And demon time.
Yeah. Oh man, this wild times.
That's just crazy. What are they doing on Twitch that it's got him so riled up?
They look provocative. They got their cleavage out, and you know their makeup on, and their hair, very little clothes on.
Hey,
yeah.
There's a whole world out there outside of your mama's basement, man.
Yeah, dude.
What if it's against his religion that he feels exposed because he's...
Well, you know, is he going to sue the ballet?
I don't know.
You need to stop playing, slide in her DM, bro.
Yeah man, that's your shot.
Yeah, shoot your shot, right?
That's your wheelhouse right there, dude.
There was another gamer that got banned from a Twitch. Mr. Despicable, I believe his name is. Do you know who that is, Johnny?
Dr. Disrespect.
There you go. That's his name. I don't even know have his name right.
Look. He's dope.
Is he dope? Really? I never watched him before. So you know.
He's funny as hell.
Yeah. What does he play usually?
I think Fortnite.
Whatever Fortnite.
And, yeah, I've seen him mainly on Fortnite.
Fortnite requires no skill, so.
Damn, Joey. I mean, I've seen a lot of mixed reviews. Have you guys played Last of Us Part 2 yet?
Oh yeah,
I just bought it.
I guess apparently some fans have gotten really far in the game and are not liking the way the plot is going.
Yeah,
yeah.
And then I saw one of my friends is a video game developer. And he loved it. And another guy was really, really into it. He loved it.
So interesting.
I wonder if all the amateurs are not liking it.
Well, you know, it's the anti what you call it the guys that don't like Game of Thrones, you know?
Yeah.
They want the story arcs to go their way.
Listen, between that, I've never played the Spider-Man game. I think I'm gearing up on getting this PS4. I'm just trying to see how much this 5 is going to be first before I make any decisions.
Five's going to be $500 at least, probably. $500.
Yeah.
I'm ready to off my Xbox like now. I was trying to like off it at GameStop today.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, but GameStop's going to lowball you, man.
Well, actually, I'm down to off it to Tarek right now. If he's trying to, you know what I'm saying, spend a little, you know what I mean?
I'm saving up for the PS5, man. But don't be mad at me to wait until the PS7 comes out.
I had this 1 TB Xbox One X, bro.
Oof.
Ready to go. Got a couple games, and I'm doing a couple games with it, too.
Look at that, man. That sounds tempting.
I'm excited. I wanted to remind everyone here on a Checkpoint XP that July 4th, I will be part of a massive... A reveal of Mikey Sutton's scoop, MCU scoop. He is sharing it with multiple channels. Each channel has their own part of the story, and I have that. I actually have that story in my message, and I cannot share it yet. I promise I will wait till July 4th, and I'll go live on our Facebook and all the other channels, the YouTube and all that stuff. And we'll scoop that there, and then Monday we'll discuss it here on the live Checkpoint XP show. But it's juicy, man. It's good stuff. Yeah, it's good stuff. It's good stuff happening over there in the Marvel Cinematic Universe. So July 4th, that will be going down. I'll be sharing that, and then I'll also be sharing all the other channels as well, where you can follow the scoops as they all come out, as we all release them on July 4th. They're all each channel will have their own different scoop that they'll be dropping. So
Listen, man, I love how Marvel is just dangling us around for the past 2 years.
Yeah.
respect to them for that, because I'm here for it.
Yeah, I think the COVID worked out in their favor, because they're like, oh, we'll hold back stuff. Okay, we could do that.
Yeah.
They love to keep secrets.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I am enjoying the last season of Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., I'll tell you that. It's really,
are you?
Maybe because I'm starred for anything. So,
yeah,
but it's not bad. It's not bad at all. It's not bad at all. And I think anybody who actually jumps in there can, you know, get into it right away without having to watch any of the other seasons. So I invite anyone to go check it out, you know.
Yeah, really? Okay.
With an open mind. Yeah, with open mind, of course.
Yeah.
All right, guys, we'll wrap it up here on the show, man. Tarek, give them all your socials, how they can follow you.
My name is Tarek on Instagram, and just my name, Tarek Lewis, on Facebook.
All right, Joey Franchise. Yeah, Joey Franchise. Let them know where they can follow you as well.
Yeah, man. At Joey Franchise on Twitter and Instagram. Still doing my show from the crib. So make sure you continue to listen to me 7 to midnight, Wild 94.1.
All right. And, of course, you can follow my life as a DJ at DJ Speedy JR, which is not much going on because we're all quarantined and no bars open, or at least no bars that don't sell food over here in Florida. And that's pretty much it, guys. Thank you so much for hanging out with me and us here on Geek Culture Congress here on Checkpoint XP Live Show. Thank you so much for your time. We appreciate you guys. Have a good one, and we will see you guys next Monday. God willing, have a good one. Be safe.
Peace.
Peace.
Peace.